Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Chodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorokubo, in memory of grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Kazuo and Kouda Kuzaki. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Nancy Shimamoto of Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Good morning, Mrs. Shimamoto.
Good morning and happy Saturday. I am Nancy Shimamoto, member of Mo'ili'ili Honganji, and I am sincerely honored to be your White Way lay speaker this morning. My topic today is accepting and embracing impermanence. As Buddhists, we believe that everyone and everything is temporary. Nothing is permanent in this life. Everything is always changing and evolving. Everything has a beginning, middle, and an ending. My recent experience with the loss of my husband has brought deeper meaning to this Buddhist teaching. First, I'd like to take you back to our small kid days when we had very few toys, but we enjoyed playing with them for hours. Do you remember having a kaleidoscope? Aside from paper dolls, bean bags, and coloring books, I loved my kaleidoscope. It was just a cylindrical tube with a smaller tube at one end that could be rotated. The base of the main kaleidoscope tube was filled with broken pieces of glass. It had a viewer or eyepiece on the other end, and I thought it looked like a miniature telescope. Whenever I looked through my kaleidoscope, I pretended I was an astronomer looking out into the unknown universe. As a young child, the kaleidoscope was fascinating and amazing. It stirred curiosity in me. I had a lot of questions. How does it work? What's inside of it that makes the patterns change every time? How come the patterns never repeated themselves? Such a simple but mysterious toy. It brought me hours of joy watching the glass pieces arrange and rearrange themselves with every turn or shake of the tube. The kaleidoscope was invented in 1816 by a Scottish physicist named David Brewster. The word kaleidoscope literally means beautiful shapes to look at. It is an optical instrument with two or more reflecting surfaces or mirrors tilted to each other at an angle. When viewed from one end, the reflections show a symmetrical pattern around a center, similar to a fully bloomed flower. The interplay of inclined mirrors, light, and reflections creates such colorful and mesmerizing patterns. When I began to think about how I might merge the concept of impermanence with my favorite toy, the kaleidoscope, I suddenly viewed it as a rich metaphor of life. Our days in this life are like the ever-shifting kaleidoscope, a slight twist, turn, or bump, and all patterns alter and change forever. The dynamic nature of the patterns symbolizes unpredictability and transience, lasting only for a brief moment. Life is a kaleidoscope, colorful, intricate, and beautiful, while at the same time complicated, unexpected, fleeting, and constantly changing. Buddhism teaches us that we need to accept impermanence of life. Moments tick away into 24 hours. Days turn into weeks, then months, then years. We find ourselves asking, where did all the time go? This is a frightening reality when we enter our 70s and 80s. Suddenly, the light at the end of the tunnel doesn't look so far away anymore. It hits us between the eyes. We all have an expiration date, like the loaf of bread, can of spam, or a carton of milk. Sooner or later, all of us will experience death and grief. My husband and best friend, Roy Shimamoto, and I were married for 57 and a half years. We had quite a ride. He died peacefully a month ago on January 27th. So coping with death can be very difficult and emotionally draining, filled with sadness and pain. Like in the lyrics of a beautiful song by Kenny Rogers, it's not easy to say goodbye. However, in the Buddhist approach, life and death are seen as one whole. You might say it is two sides of a coin, for it has been said that you begin dying the moment you are born. Death is the mirror in which the entire meaning of life is reflected. In reflection, I can see that my husband's journey of 85 years in this life has been filled with incredible experiences and encounters. He knew how to live a good life. He loved his family unconditionally, always ensuring that I was happy and secure, and spending quality time with his sons and grandsons. He worked hard when he had to, but he played hard whenever he wanted to. He especially had a good time surfing and golfing with friends. He eagerly engaged himself in new adventures wherever we went, like whitewater rafting in Canada, snorkeling in the Great Barrier Reef, exploring Machu Picchu, climbing the Great Wall of China, visiting Mount Fuji and all the beautiful seasons in Japan, just to name a few. He encountered many wonderful and incredible people who made a difference in his life. There were people who changed the trajectory of his life, making it better, richer, more interesting, and more fulfilling. To illustrate the fullness of my husband's life, I'd like to share a story you may have heard before. It's entitled The Mayonnaise Jar and Golf Balls. My husband loved this story because it featured golf balls, of course. It goes like this. A professor stood before his philosophy class and had some items in front of him. When the class began, he quietly picked up a very large and empty mayonnaise jar and went on to fill it with golf balls. He then asked the students if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. The professor then picked up a sack of pebbles and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly. The pebbles rolled into the open areas between the golf balls. He then asked the students again if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. The professor next picked up a bag of sand and poured it into the jar. Of course, the sand filled up all the empty spaces between the golf balls and the pebbles. He asked once more if the jar was full. The students responded with a unanimous yes. The professor then brought out two cans of beer from under the table and poured the contents into the jar, filling the empty space between the sand. The students loved it and laughed out loud. "Now," said the professor as the laughter subsided, "I want you to recognize that the jar represents your life. The golf balls are the important things: your family, your children, your health, your friends, your church, and your favorite passions. And if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like your job, your house, and your car. The sand is everything else, the small stuff. If you put the sand into the jar first," he continued, "there is no room for the pebbles or the golf balls. The same goes for life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small stuff, you will never have room for the things that are important to you. Pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness. Spend time with your children. Spend time with your parents. Visit with grandparents. Take your spouse out to dinner. Play another 18 holes. There will always be time to clean the house and fix the disposal. Take care of the golf balls first, the things that really matter. Set your priorities. The rest is just sand." One of the students raised her hand and inquired what the beer represented. "I'm glad you asked," the professor smiled and said. "The beer just shows you that no matter how full your life may seem, there's always room for a couple of beers with a friend." This story is enlightening and worth repeating. When things in your life seem almost too much to handle, remember this story. There are many lessons to be learned. The fullness of your life, taking care of the big things first, learning to set priorities, using time wisely. Don't let the small stuff take over. And lastly, don't forget to reconnect with friends to have a beer or a glass of wine, a mug of coffee or a cup of tea. When we have a good grasp of our present life, or like our mayonnaise jar with all its fullness, we can accept impermanence knowing that it is transient or temporary. When things are moving along well, we need to mindfully appreciate and be grateful for all that is good. Like the ever-changing patterns in the kaleidoscope, life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. My kaleidoscope has been shaken and moved. The pieces are in flux right now, but soon they will settle again. We often hear the phrase, "This too shall pass." Knowing my husband Roy, I know he would want me to continue my journey without dwelling too long in grief. He always supported my involvement with various organizations and my passion for serving others. He often said, "Life goes on. Life is too short, and don't miss the boat." These thoughts and feelings have made my transition easier as I fully accept and embrace impermanence. It allows me to validate and honor the life of my husband, at the same time realizing that living in the present moment is the key to enjoying life. It is what makes every moment a precious gift, because the moment will not ever repeat itself once it's gone, like the images in the kaleidoscope. I am filled with gratitude for Amida Buddha's infinite and boundless wisdom and compassion that surrounds me at all times. Please repeat the name Butsu with me. Namu Amida Butsu. Namu Amida Butsu. Namu Amida Butsu. Thank you so much for listening to my White Way Talk. Have a beautiful and kaleidoscope kind of day. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Shimamoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, February 26th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be Nanette Kanotisi. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Sorokubo, and our speaker, Mrs. Nancy Shimamoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Thomas Okano.